awake out there? Roger, wake up. Amen. We're going to go do something a little different so that we can give all the time we need to Dr. D'Amico. Amen? Amen. So we're going to go ahead and take up the church offering now. After worship, we are going to take up an offering for Dr. D'Amico. So if you have just one offering to give, hold it and put it in Dr. D'Amico's offering. Amen. So we're going to go ahead and get the buckets out. Yeah. Phil was supposed to do this, and he just gave it to me at the last minute. But I will tell you that it's awesome right before this, funny. I'm going to tell your testimony. But right before we started worship practice today, somebody said to me that they had a couple bills. They didn't know how they were going to get paid, and the Lord provided for both of those bills at one time. Amen. Exactly what they needed for both of them. He is faithful. Amen. Amen. He says that if you sow, you're going to reap. Amen. So those who sow sparingly will reap sparingly. Those who sow bountifully will reap bountifully. But that doesn't just go with money. That goes with every part of your life. Love, mercy, grace, peace, joy. Amen? How you interact with somebody. Forgiveness. Amen? So we're just going to go ahead and bring the buckets forward. And if you need an envelope, hold up your hand. One of our ushers will go grab an envelope for you. And again, this is the church offering, tithes and offering. Father, we just give you glory tonight that we get to come into this house and we get to praise you tonight. That, Lord God, we get to bring our tithes and offerings to you, Lord God. We sow it with expectation that you will rebuke the devourer on our behalf, that you will open up the windows of heaven and pour out blessing on us that we cannot contain. And, Lord God, when we say that, we know that you meant more than money. In every single area of our life, Father God, you will open up the windows of heaven on our lives, and we will not have room enough to contain it all. And Father, we just give you glory for it tonight. We give you praise, and we just ask that you touch this house tonight. Be here with us, Lord God. Touch the speaker. Lord, we know that he's ready. And Father God, I pray that every heart in here is ready and expecting for what you're going to do tonight. Hallelujah. Jesus' name, amen. Go ahead and bring up your tithes and offerings. Hallelujah. 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 Jesus, you are worthy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, are you ready to praise him tonight? Amen. Amen. Let's praise him. Hallelujah. You're worthy, Jesus.
once paid the name of Jesus. Jesus from the mountain, and Jesus in the street, and Jesus in the darkness over every, Jesus for my family, I speak the holy name, Jesus. Shout Jesus from the mountain. Jesus in the sky. stronghold, shine through the shadows, burn like a fire. Your name, your name is power, your name is healing, your name is life. Break every stronghold, shine through the shadow, burn like a fire.
Spirit tonight.
Cause I just want to speak the name of Jesus over every heart and every mind. Cause I know there is peace within His presence. I speak Jesus.
Those who won't say,
cause I know there is peace within His presence. I speak Jesus.
We love you. prepared just to sit here at your feet and worship you. We worship you.
To sing you a concert today. Nobody's here to impress you with how we sing or how we play. We're here for the one true King, to worship him and to call him into our hearts, to call him into our lives, to worship him and let him know that we appreciate everything that he's done, that we love him. Listen, right now is the time to set yourself. God is coming. He's here. He's already here. Before he comes in, God is here. He just needs you to come towards him. Amen.
Come and consume God, holy God. We give you permission. Our hearts are yours. We want you. We want you. Come and consume God, holy God. We give you permission. Our hearts are yours. We want you.
We want you.
We want you.
Oh.
Come and consume God, oh we are. We give you permission, our hearts are yours. We want you. We want you.
Oh.
Come and consume God, oh we are. We give you permission, our hearts are yours. We want you.
Thank you. One more time. We love you and we'll never stop. Can't live without you, Jesus. We love you and we can't get enough. All this is for you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. We give you glory tonight. Hallelujah. I just want to know, are you ready tonight? Do you have an expectancy about what God's going to do? Amen? Listen, there is nothing impossible. Amen. Nothing impossible with my God. Amen? Exceedingly abundantly, he'll do. We just have to believe. We just have to have faith that he's going to do it. He's already done it. Amen? Let's just have the expectation tonight that he is doing it now. Amen. Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, I hope you came ready to receive tonight, because this is the first of two nights where Brother Chris D'Amico is going to be here, and he's going to be just preaching the word of God and ministering to people and doing everything that he believes the Lord has in him to do while we're here. Amen? And so the first thing we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and let the children go to children's church. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and take up the offering for Brother Chris D'Amico in his ministry. Amen? And we're going to do that right now. And you know, the Bible says in Matthew chapter 10, 41, it says that if you receive a prophet, you can receive a prophet's reward. Amen? And it also says that if you give even a cup of water to these ones, that you are blessed. Amen? And so tonight, I pray that you've brought a love offering, because we're going to support Chris and what he does as he goes around the world and ministers the gospel and brings the blessing of God to people, just like he's going to do for us. So we're going to take up that offering right now, if you can get it ready here. And I'm going to say a word of prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just declare your glory and your goodness, God. And Father, tonight, as Brother Chris is with us, Father, we know your anointing is going to be here, God. We know that your spirit's going to pour out, God. And Lord, you're just going to touch the lives of people. And God, as people give tonight, I just declare your blessing upon them, God. And I just declare your goodness upon them as they receive this offering and as we take it up, God. And Lord, we just give you praise and glory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. The name of the Lord. Now, we have been waiting and anticipating these meetings to come, and we're thankful that Brother Chris D'Amico is back with us. And I will tell you that he definitely has a prophetic voice for this house. Amen. And we appreciate. Go ahead, give the Lord a hand clap. And so we appreciate the call and the prophetic word and the anointing that the Lord has put in him for all of us to partake in. And we just thank God that he's here. So with no further ado, Brother Chris, we're going to have you come.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Bless you.
Love you, brother. Hallelujah. Why don't you turn to two or three people next to you and just stand to your feet for a minute. Go ahead, stand up for a minute. I know you all want to get comfortable, but I usually usually kind of stir people up to not get too comfortable. Amen? So turn and release the love of God and hug somebody next to you and just tell them we're glad you're here tonight. Amen. Praise God. We've had some tremendous meetings. Some wonderful, wonderful things happening. And God's moving mightily by His Spirit in these end times. Praise God. We'll let that fall and that fall. And so I can get a little closer. I don't like being up on big, tall podiums. I want to get down close to the people. Well, we have had tremendous services in Botkins. And any of you were in those services? Amen. Amen. You can be seated. And we had just a tremendous move of the Spirit and a strong unction and utterance to teach and to minister. Peter said, the oracles of God. And so we want tonight to just follow the Holy Spirit for these particular services. And we love you this evening. And everybody here, you have to know how much God loves you, how valuable you really are. And this is a divine appointment tonight that you're here, because God's power is going to drop in this building and you're going to be changed from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of God. And so I'm thrilled. I've been in prayer all day for the service. And thrilled to be with you. How many of you love your pastors? Amen. Give the Lord a hand clap. Amen. Pastor Philip and Regina, you're extremely blessed to have such pastors. Ephesians 4, verse 8 says, who is he that descended, speaking of Jesus, but the same that descended into the lower parts of the earth? You know, Jesus went to hell for you. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Thank God he did. Yes. Right? Yes. Then the Bible says the same one that when he ascended back on high, he led captivity captive. One translation says he led a trainload of Old Testament saints out of Abraham's bosom. You know, under the Old Testament, when people died, they went into Abraham's bosom, which was a holding tank in the earth. Did you know that? If you didn't, you know now. And when Jesus was resurrected out of hell, Romans 8:11 says the same Spirit that raised Christ Jesus from the dead, if he dwells within you, which he does, he'll quicken and make alive your mortal body. But that's the same Spirit that raised him from the dead lives in us. That's pretty cool. But nevertheless, he led captivity captive. And then he said he gave gifts unto men, first apostles, secondarily prophets, thirdly evangelists and pastors and teachers. Now, he lists three, first apostles, secondarily prophets, the prophetic office, the apostolic, the prophetic. Are you listening to me? First apostles, secondarily prophets, thirdly evangelists. Then he says pastor and teacher. And notice he connects pastor and teacher together, because the pastoral office has to teach you how to live. They're really like fathers and mothers. They're like parents. The pastoral office is like parents. They teach you how to live. They teach you how to operate, what not to do, what to do. But there's a teaching office connected to the pastoral office, because it doesn't matter how high you jump. It's when you land on your feet and walk from Sunday through the rest of the week to Wednesday. From Wednesday, you have to be trained in the affairs of life. You have to know how to react and how to handle situations. And, of course, the Word gives us great instruction. 2 Timothy 2:15 says, study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightfully dividing the word of truth. And truth can be divided correctly or divided incorrectly in the spirit of truth, just like the move of God. You can divide it correctly or you can divide it wrongly. It's the spirit of truth. I've been in some meetings where God was moving and people misinterpreted the move of the Spirit. They didn't administrate it properly. It wasn't divided correctly. But in any case, there is a flow tonight, and every service is different, so we want to follow the Holy Ghost. But nevertheless, then you go to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, and the Apostle Paul, you know, he talks about the fivefold ministry gifts, and he lists the, you know, all those particular offices, then he adds diversities of tongues with it. So he adds, you know, helps and diversities of tongues. So, you know, the ministry of helps is vital. Are you there? They can't do the ministry without the ministry of helps. And there's actually a grace on you in the ministry of helps to get the job done. And I found that to be such a refreshment, to have people that operate in the ministry of helps. Say, what's that all about? Help! need help. Right? Am I right? Yes. Pastor Regina, am I right? We need help. You need help, don't we, Brother Philip? We need help. We can't do it all ourselves. So the ministry of helps. And then he adds diversities of tongues, which is an operation of tongues and interpretation, which is equal to prophecy, which is actually a ministry gift. And if we had time to teach on all that, the ministry gifts, ministry gifts connected with the nine manifestations of the gifts of the Spirit, that would be interesting to go there, but we don't have a lot of time, so we just have to touch on a few things tonight. Amen? Is this helping you? So the ministry offices in the Greek are called doma. You know what doma is? Men and women of God that have dominion, have a weightiness from heaven in a mandate and offices that are the fivefold ministry gifts that carry weight that cannot be moved by the forces of hell. Thank you for your enthusiasm. And so that's what's inside your pastors. They're not just pastors. No, they are anointed of the Spirit. Since the foundations of the beginning of time, God saw Pastor Philip and Pastor Regina and breathed on them when they were kids and had his hand on their life and raised them up to be united, to be one, to be pastors over you, the flock of God. And there is a strong anointing on their lives. Thank you for your enthusiasm. What if I said they're weak and they're no good? Are you happy? No, they're strong. These people are strong in the front row, in the Lord. And you're blessed to have doma in your midst. You know, the fivefold ministry gifts, if you listen to me closely, they're just like governors, senators that govern. In fact, in 1 Corinthians 12, it talks about the pastoral office as government. You're like governors. You govern. You actually do the work. You actually govern the people of God. Amen? I always said if I had a choice to put my confidence in a senator or a governor, I would put my confidence in a governor because he's actually doing something. Senators write paper and bills. Governors actually govern. And that's where God uses that word government for the fivefold ministry because they're actually operating in a supernatural office. They are supernatural people with a supernatural calling. It's not to be taken lightly. Thank you for your enthusiasm. You said, when we started, I'm already started. Listen, you have ministry gifts that are anointed of God for this region to impact. Yes. Called of the Spirit. Called of God. God had to wake them up and call them and mark them like Saul on the road to Damascus. All through their growing up, someone would prophesy. Someone would lay hands on them. Someone would speak to them. So in the middle of the night, they're praying. God fall on them. And then all of a sudden, God brought two people together to become one team, to flow and function in an office of governments. Hallelujah. And then you just show up and you just be able to participate of those offices and how they impart to you. Because Ephesians 4:8 says, they're set in the body for the perfecting of the saints. Perfecting. You'll never be perfected to do that which God's called you to do without that office. Never. Listen to me. The government of heaven has its under-shepherds and its fivefold ministry gifts and those offices. And if you don't have that office in your life, you'll never develop in what you're called to do. You'll never come to the fullness of Jeremiah 29:11. I know the plans I have for your life, saith the Lord of hosts, not plans for calamity, for evil, but for a future and a hope and an expected end. Because the world, they just go do it their way. Oh, and they get along and live their lives. But if you really want the architectural design that God created you for with divine purpose, you will never come into the fullness of that without those two right there. Amen. You remember when Elijah, the prophet, he looked out and he saw like a cloud coming out of the water, like the size of a hand. And he saw, he said, I hear the sound of an abundance of rain. Are you there? And he watched a hand come out of the water. It looked like a small cloud, but it looked like a hand. Let me tell you something. That is symbolic for the fivefold ministry gifts. Before the glory of God will ever touch the body of Christ, it has to touch his servants first. Makes his ministers a flame of fire. A flame of fire. Are you listening to me? Those doma gifts, they're anointed of the Spirit. Are you listening to me? And they carry a fire from heaven. They carry a manifestation of the head of the church. Because see, Colossians 1, verse 18 says, he's the head of the church and you're his body. So if the head, now let's go to Isaiah 9 for a minute. It says this, his name shall be called Wonderful. Talk about Jesus. His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor. Mighty God. Sorry, I hurt your ears. I woke a few of you up anyway. The Everlasting Father. The Prince of Peace. Jesus is the Prince of Peace. Think about it. He's a Prince of Peace. Then it says the government shall be upon his shoulders. What government would that be? Democrats? Republicans? Pfft, give me a massive break. It's the government of the kingdom of God. The Constitution of Heaven is written in the book, 66 books of the Bible. That is the Constitution that will never be rewritten or touched. And if anybody adds or takes away from it, they'll be cursed. Jesus is the Word. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and he came unto his own, the Jewish nation, and his own received him not, but for as many as received him, he gave them the power to become the sons of God. So now listen to me for a minute. Jesus is the head of the church. The Constitution is the Scriptures that's never changed. Never changes. He's the same yesterday, today, forever. And these men and women right here in the fivefold ministry gifts, listen to me, they are under shepherds, the doma of heaven, full of faith and the anointing, executing in the earth the constitution of another realm that's governed by faith. And that's what you have in your midst. Gifts. And in those offices, they're equipped with spiritual gifts. Let me tell you something. You are a fool. No, I'm not calling you a fool. You are a fool if you do not respect and honor the office of the pastors. Because, listen to me. If you respect them, what you respect opens up to you. What you disrespect repels. Don't ever get too casual. I call the sin of familiarity. You know what the sin of familiarity is? One minute you call, hey, Pastor Philip. Then you go, hey, Philly, Phil, how you doing, bro? No. If you talk to a U.S. senator, you'd say Senator Smith, or you'd say Senator whatever. Are you listening to me? If you talk to a governor, you'd use that preface. You say, governor, you would honor that office. You say, wow, you're just lifting up man. No, I'm lifting up doma, the servants of God. And they are true servants of God. They are true servants. I saw both their hearts so fast, I can look right through something fast. Are you listening to me? So now the government of heaven, they are the representatives that enforce the constitution of another realm, which is the kingdom of heaven. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And they are enforcers of another kingdom, and they're carrying the power of another kingdom, and they speak with the vernacular of another kingdom, and they flow in an anointing from another kingdom, and they've been given as a gift to you. Every office has a room. It's a room. You walk in rooms. And there's giftings that are released in those rooms. The prophet's office is a room. The evangelist's office has a room. There's a grace on it. The teaching office has a room. And when that office comes in your midst and it's released in front of you, heaven and all of its power is ready to be displayed to make you become what you were called to be. And without it, you'll never be complete. Are you listening to me tonight? Brother, I wish you would speak on something else. I'm speaking on this right now. The fivefold ministry gifts. They're gifts. Do you know what a gift is? It's a gift. And they're gifts to you. Now, if you treat it with... Now, look, they're not... He didn't say, Brother Chris, I'm going to give you an extra $500 in the offering tonight if you would talk about the gifts of God and honor us tonight. No, they didn't do that. You with me? Do you remember when David fought against Goliath? How many of you remember that? Remember, Goliath was like a Westinghouse refrigerator with a head on it. He was intimidating the armies of Israel for 40 days straight. Saul, who was disobedient to God, the anointing was lifted off him. He didn't even know it was gone. He was ruling out of his authority, not ruling out of the anointing. He disobeyed God. God rejected him, removed the anointing, and when the anointing's off you, you hide in a tent, and you hide behind doors, and you don't know how to fight anymore. But the anointing makes you another man, like Superman that comes out of the phone booth. Are you listening to me? You see all these superhero movies and all this stuff? Listen, everything's super now. Let me tell you something. The fivefold ministry gifts are the superheroes in the earth. And the body of Christ as well. I got to come up with a name for Brother Philip. The gumbo man or something. I don't know. You like to cook, you know? I just had to make a little light here. I'm going to come up with a name for both of you, you know? Superheroes. We'll shoot a film here or something like that. Give the devil a hernia. Y'all still with me? So you remember Goliath was taunting the armies of Israel for 40 days. Satan has a voice, has an intimidating voice. He'll tell you what you can't do, what you won't do. Tell you you're no good, you're a failure, you'll never amount to nothing. Your grandfather was no good, your mother was no good, your father's no good, your dog is no good, your cat's no good, you're ugly. You're nothing. On him. So God spoke to David's father and said, I want you, son. He's tending to the sheep, see? He says, I want you to go and bring a lunch pail up to your brothers on the front line of the battle. Did you ever notice that many times it's the small acts of obedience that puts you in position for a big victory? Because if you don't do the little things, because if you're not faithful in that which is little, you won't be faithful in much. And if you're unfaithful in that which is little, you'll be unfaithful in much. And Matthew 16:13 said, if you're not faithful in that which is another man, how should you be given that which is your own? Let me ask you both a question. How many years did you serve in Pastor Dosik's ministry? And you still serve. 26 years serving in another man's ministry, and then they've been given that which is their own. See how it works? I've seen people, they want to, you know, be in the ministry, want to do that, and they can't even, they can't do nothing. They can't serve. They don't know how to serve. Are you there? Jesus said, let him who is greatest among you be your servant. Let him who is chief of all be the servant of all. For the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve and give his life for a ransom. Proverbs 28:20, a faithful man shall abound with much blessings. 1 Timothy 4, 1 and verse 12 says, Paul said, I thank my God who enabled me, counting me faithful, putting me into the ministry. 2 Timothy 4:2 says, moreover, it's required of a steward, not an owner, a steward, that a man be found faithful. Psalms 101, verse 6 says, my eyes shall be upon the faithful of the land that they may dwell with me. So God is looking for faithfulness. Faith in the earth and faithfulness. So when you have faithful servants that are doma and anointed of the Spirit that have been proven, let a man first be proven, let him serve in an office of a deacon, which is a lower office. These, they pass the test. And we're still passing tests every day. Are you with me? So you remember, God told, you know, he spoke to David. He said, and David was 17. Everybody say 17. Imagine that. He said, go bring this lunch pail up to your brothers on the front line. He said, when does the service start? I'm already started. So follow me. We'll get to what we got to get to. It's different. It's different. I follow the anointing. I got enough sermons to, you know, choke a dead horse and raise him from the dead. Listen to me. I got sermon upon sermon upon sermon. What's the best one? The one that comes out of my spirit when I'm alive, when we click in and zoom in on what the Spirit's wanting to be said. Are you listening to me? So then David goes up to the front line, but before he leaves, he makes sure that the sheep are covered. You ever seen that sometimes? People go to some other place and they don't take care of what they were working on. They leave it undone. I don't like things being left undone. Did you ever notice the reason maybe sometimes some people aren't blessed in the next season? Because they left things undone. They were irresponsible in the past season. And even though they did enough to get promoted, they were thinking about themselves versus what was really important, which was behind them and what's in front of you. I don't know why I'm talking about that, but sure is good to hear. Amen? Praise the Lord. So he gets up to the front line. As soon as he gets there, his brothers start ragging on him. What are you doing up here? Mr. Ego's here. Mr. Narcissism. Ego's here because he wants to be a hero and he's here. What are you doing here? You know, sometimes, listen to me, to get to your destiny, you have to get past people that are insecure, that are jealous of you, and want to criticize you on the way where you're going to obedience. And one of the signs of maturity is you're dead to censor and praise. Isn't that right? I've had more people tell me what I couldn't do, and as soon as they told me I couldn't do it, I said, I'll go do it. I'll obey God. Amen? Because I learned a long time ago that my success in life is not predicated on the opinion of another man's head, especially one full of negativity and satanic thoughts. That's true, isn't it? How many of you were told, somebody told you you couldn't do it? You know why they told you that? Because they don't think they can do anything. So why fellowship with people who don't think they can do anything? Bible says we ought to provoke one another unto good works and godliness. Do you know how many conversations I've had on the phone with this man right here? The bishop. And how many wonderful conversations that we have had around the things of God. Where I could see the sparks flying, talking about the things of God and the anointing fall over the phone. The anointing just drop. Doma! We aren't talking about what we can't do. We're talking about what we can do, what God wants us to do. And you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you, even grow a beard. Look at that. That's a working of miracles right there, brother. I like it, bro. I like it. It looks good on you, man. It looks good. Hallelujah. Getting more biblical by the moment. So then David comes to the front line, and all his brothers are ragging on him. What are you doing here, squirt? What are you doing, you ego-centered, narcissistic? You're all full of yourself. What'd you do, come try to show us up? He's like, no, I just came to bring you lunch. Aren't you hungry? Oh, yeah. Put the cheese sandwiches over there in the goat milk. And David gets up on the front line. You know, David had ears, you know. Some people, they got ears, but they don't hear nothing. And some people have ears and they hear. You with me? But David hears some kind of screaming in the background. You know, the Bible says in 1 Peter 5:8, be sober, be vigilant. For your adversary, the devil, roameth about like a roaring lion, like a roaring lion. Did you get it? Seeking whom he may devour. Do you know Satan has a voice? It's a roar, and he tries to put you into fear. Right? Well, Isaiah 41:10, he said, fear thou not, for I'm with you, neither be dismayed, for I'm your God. I'll strengthen you, I'll help you and uphold you through the right hand of my righteousness. And those voices that speak against you for literally come to nothing. 2 Timothy 1:7, God's not given you a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound, well-balanced mind. 1 John 4:8 says there's no fear in love because perfect love casts out all fear because fear is torment. And the one who's in fear is not made perfect in love. And let me tell you something, if you're going to be used by God, you can't be a scaredy pants. In the face. You know what John Wayne said? John Wayne said, courage is in the face of fear, saddling up anyways. Saddle up. You got to face your fears. If you're afraid to go through a door, kick it open. Are you there? Fear is the dark room where your negatives are developed. There's no fear in love, and that's Jesus. You can do way more than you think. The enemy's a liar. And as a man or woman thinketh in their heart, so are they. Are you listening to me? So David, he hears this voice in the back. Now, I told you, he comes as a roaring lion, Satan, right? You know, Jesus is the lion of the tribe of Judah. So you got two lions. One is lion, the father of lion, and one is a roaring lion of victory. In the face of adversity, he speaks and he roars. You have the voice of faith. Bold as a lion. Proverbs 28:1 says, the wicked man, ladies included, are as bold as a lion. While the devil's a lion, you have the voice of a real lion. The voice of faith. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God for pulling down strongholds and casting down imaginations. In every lofty thought that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. You either bring thoughts captive obedient to Christ, or those thoughts bring you captive obedient to Satan. You either cast out imaginations and thought patterns that want to cast you down and tell you no, or they will cast you down, or you cast them down to do what God's told you to do. You either bring every thought captive, obedient to the word of the living God, or those thoughts will keep you captive and put you a prisoner and keep you in Nowheresville. So David, everybody say David. Here's this voice in the background. This arrogant voice. This brass voice of intimidation coming against the armies of God. David got a little irritated. If the enemy and darkness does not irritate you, something's wrong with you. You must be overtaken by it. Injustice rubs me wrong. What's going on in Ukraine rubs me wrong. When injustice in the world goes on, it rubs me wrong. When people get mistreated or hurt, it rubs me wrong. When the devil hurts people, they're sick in their bodies, it rubs me wrong. When people are depressed and suicidal, it makes me mad. I want to, you understand, at the enemy, not at people. We want to bust them loose. Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was working with him. Luke 4:14, Jesus returned into Galilee in the power of the Spirit, and then went a fame throughout all the regions about, and he taught in their synagogues, being glorified of all. And he came to the synagogue on the Sabbath day, which was custom, his habit, and he said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He sent me to heal the brokenhearted, recovery of sight to the blind, and to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And he closed the book and he said, today this is fulfilled in your ears. And he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Now remember, David is a type and shadow of the Messiah. Is he or is he not? David said, who is this? What is this rubbish I hear in my ears? He said, who is this uncircumcised Philistine that is not in covenant with God? I'm in covenant with God. He's not in covenant with God. You know what David was saying? The bigger they are, the harder they fall. The bigger they are, the harder they fall. The bigger they are, the harder they fall. The biggest battles you have, don't worry about a thing. The bigger it is, the bigger it falls. I played college football. I'm 5'9". I was about 205 to 9 pounds. But let me tell you something. I was a feisty little white boy. Are you listening to me? I was fearless because of the God that lives in me. I'd go across the middle fearless. You throw me that ball, hit me as hard as you can because I'm going to be hitting you as hard as I can back. And then if I knock you down, I'll pick you up and shake your hand and be kind to you. I'll be a gentleman, but all is fair in love and war. Come on now. You are not a weakling. Ephesians 6:10 says, find thy brother, be strong in the Lord, in the power of his might. Greater is he that lives in you than he that lives in the world. The Son of Man appeared, 1 John 3:8, for this purpose, to destroy the works of the devil. Thanks be unto God who always, 2 Corinthians 2:14, if you want the location. Thanks be unto God who always causes you to triumph and manifests the sweet aroma of his presence everywhere you go. You're wearing heaven's cologne. It's called triumph. Can't buy it at Dillard's, can't buy it at Walmart, can't buy it at Target, can't buy it at whatever, Wiggly Piggly's, whatever you want to bring up, you can't buy it. The only way you get that victory smell of fragrance is when you get in the presence of Almighty God. Fragrance, the fragrance, when you walk in the room, like, ooh, Jesus is here, God's here, he's in the midst. When David showed up on the scene, let me tell you something, he was like Pigpen, you know, in Charlie Brown? But he had a pig, you know, Pigpen was like the dark cloud. He had a cloud of glory with him. He is the head of the church. Acts 4 and verse 29, now behold, they prayed this, they were forbidden to speak in the name of the Jesus. They tried to shut him up. They tried to shut down the voice of the church. Now behold thy threatenings. Has anybody been threatened lately by the enemy? I'll tell you right now, he's having a hernia. I'm here tonight. Because I'm going to snoop out what he's doing and kick the fire out of it. I know that's not good King Jimmy, but it works for me. Because I'm a troublemaker for the kingdom of darkness. I want to see the captive set free. I want to see you become all you're called to be, to love you up and out, get you moving in the direction you're called to do, and soar and succeed and do everything God's called you to be. And I want you to know you got dominion, you have authority in Jesus' name. And that's delegated authority. It's not our name, but his name. And he said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw them into me. We lift up the name of Jesus. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord of the glory of God. Things in heaven, things in the earth, things under the earth. That name has power in three worlds. In heaven, this earth, and even in hell itself, they fear the name of Jesus. So David said, what is this I hear? What is this voice I hear in the atmosphere? The audacity of the enemy. Intimidating. And they did it in Acts 4, 2, the same thing. They threatened them not to speak in the name. Listen to me. You have a voice. Do not let the enemy quiet your voice. You have a voice of faith. You have a voice of victory. What you speak shall come to pass. You have life and death in the power of your tongue. You'll eat the fruit thereof. Proverbs 28:1, the wicked flee when no man pursues them, but the uncompromised righteous are as bold as a lion. There we go. So in Acts 4:29, when they were forbidden to speak in the name, here's what they prayed. Now behold thy threatenings. Grant unto thy servants with all boldness we may speak forth your word. Stretching forth your hand to heal, that signs and wonders might be done in the name of thy holy child, Jesus. And when they prayed, the place was shaken. Wow. Stretching forth your hand to heal. 3 John 1 says, he wishes above all things you prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. Matthew 9:35, Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in the synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every manner of sickness and disease among the people. Hebrews 13:8, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. 1 Peter 2:24, surely he himself bore your infirmities on the cross, that you're dead to sin and alive unto righteousness, and with his stripes you are the healed of the Lord. Psalms 107, verse 20, he sent his word and healed you and delivered you from all destruction. Jeremiah 30, verse 17, heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, O Lord, and I shall be saved, for thou art my praise. Proverbs 4:20, my sons and daughters, attend to my words. Incline thine ears unto my sayings, not the voice of the liar, lion. Incline thine ears unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thy mouth. Keep them in the midst of thy heart. For my words are life. They're life. His words are life. The words that I speak unto you, Jesus said, are spirit, and they are life. Stretching forth your hand to heal. This is the hour of signs and wonders. I'm telling you, the glory of God shall be seen in these last days. That power comes on you, and you're full of that power. You will be like another woman and another man who is dangerous. You'll not be intimidated. You'll not be afraid to make the next step. You'll not be afraid to do what God's called you to do. You'll bump it up to the next level. You'll step up and you'll say, yes, sir, reporting for duty, Jesus. The Lord said, he said, who will do this or that? In Isaiah 7:9, Isaiah said, here I am, Lord, use me. Uncle Sam's looking for a few good men and women. God needs you to open your mouth. He needs you to speak his word. He needs you in his presence. He needs you to get alone with him and spend time with him. He needs your heart. He wants all of you. David says, what is this rubbish I hear in the back of my ears? Who is this uncircumcised Philistine? This big refrigerator with a head on it, he's not in relationship with God. But I am.
I could hear David, what in the world's wrong with you guys? What's wrong with you? You're all backslidden, sitting around hiding behind blankets. What's your problem? What happened to you? You lost your courage.
Well, when your leader's backslidden, sitting in a tent, eating Fig Newtons, you got trouble. Y'all still with me? So David said, look, I can't handle this. This is driving me bonko. Look, I will go take out this chump and I'll have his head on a platter? Yeah. So he goes to sit with Saul, you know. Saul's sitting back. He's got three layers of guards in front of him. Got a few monster drinks. Try to wake up every day and face the fear. If that doesn't work, he tries Red Bulls to get his boldness back. He has the coarse jesters come in and dance a little bit to give him some joy to see if he can get up some courage to face the enemy. But none of it works. It doesn't work when you're backslidden. The anointing doesn't work for you when you're backslidden. So David's like, what in the world are you doing? What are you doing? What is your problem? Pick up your spear. What are you doing? You're clipping your toenails? Let's go put your shoes on. What's wrong with you? David goes before Saul and says, look, I'll take this guy out. I don't see any courage. I don't see nothing going on here. I see a bunch of people that are just hiding in the dust. Saul says, okay. Well, this could be an answer to my prayer, since the Red Bull and the monster drink hasn't working, and the jester that came in and started juggling didn't work either. So Saul says, okay, I'll let you fight him. He said, now David was a good businessman. He said, is there any incentives around here? Like, if I do this, do you gonna give me a few bucks or a few things, or maybe your daughter? He said, yeah, I'll give you my daughter. Now, you do understand that David was anointed king by Samuel, while Saul was backslidden and still in authority. David said, look, I'll take him out no matter what. Don't worry about it. Saul's like, and his brothers, they were like, this is great. We can finally get rid of the runt of the litter. Because when he goes out and faces him, they'll wipe him out. We'll never have to worry about this chump anymore. That's what jealousy does. You want the worst for people versus the best for people. So David says, I'll go fight him. Now listen to me. This is a long story, but you know, let's cut to the chase. So David, Saul tries to give him his armor. He said, look, try this on. Put this on, try it on. David's like, oh, well, he's just being a nice guy. He says, okay, I'll try it on. He puts on this thing, it don't fit him. Let me tell you something. You don't fight with backslidden armor. You don't fight with any other person's mantle or anybody's gifting. You fight with the way God's wired you.
Amen.
Are you listening to me? Is this helping you tonight? How many of you is this helping? All four of you. How many of you is helping you? I'm just kidding. So now David says, look, I don't need that funky armor. It doesn't fit me. You're a grown adult. You know, Saul was a pretty handsome guy, tall and handsome. David was just 17. You know, did you ever try to put 17-year-old clothes on a 40 or 45-year-old man's clothes? It just doesn't work. The armor doesn't fit. You don't fight the devil with somebody else's armor on or somebody else's gifting. You fight him how God's gifted you. David says, I got this here slingshot. Everybody say slingshot. You see, God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ask or think according to the power that works within us. And the Bible says he takes the foolish things of this world to confound the wise. Can you imagine that? Could you imagine the scuttlebutt and the talk like CNN or ESPN? Well, we got quite a battle here today. The runt's running against the giant. He's going with a slingshot. What do you think the odds are, Bill? I don't think it looks very good. Got a cigar and a hat on. Doesn't look very good. I'm going with the giant. Well, he sips his beer and goes to hell. Are you listening to me? So David said, look, I don't need this armor. I don't need all this. I've been I've been fighting lions and bears in the backside of nowhere, and the anointing's on me, and that's just fine for me. So David, before he runs to Goliath, first and you imagine those brothers, you know, like, imagine like, yeah, tomorrow we'll get rid of him. He'll be done, man. Monkey meat, done. And the Bible says David, before he went out, he needed something to put in his slingshot. You know, like if you're going to shoot a gun, you better put something in the chamber. So his slingshot had to be chambered with stones. Everybody say stones. Because that's what you fire out of a slingshot. So the Bible says David reached down into the brook. Everybody say brook. That's the anointing. David reached in for stones that were anointed, that had been in the brook, smooth stones. Everybody say smooth stones. Let me tell you something. People that are called in Doma, they've had all the rough edges knocked off pretty much. Because God will kill you first before he puts you in office. You know what I mean by kill you? He'll strip you of all your own flesh and everything you want, your aspirations. He'll strip every potential possibility that's in you to go do something that you want to do, that you'll step out of the will of God. You will have to die first before God resurrects you in the office of Doma. Amen. Catherine Kuhlman said, I've died 1,000 deaths. Yes. Anybody ever heard of Catherine Kuhlman? Yes. I've died 1,000 deaths. I told Jesus. Without the Holy Spirit, I'm nothing. She said, I died 1,000 deaths. What does that mean? Luke 9:23, if any woman or man wishes to come after me, he must deny himself. Take up his cross daily and follow me. Are you with me? The Message Bible says, if any man wishes to come after me, he must remember, you're not in the driver's seat, I am. Yeah. Y'all still there, right? So David reaches down into the brook. Everybody said the brook. He grabbed five. Everybody say five. Smooth stones. Jesus is a type and shadow. David is a type and shadow of the head of the church. He reached into the brook, which is symbolic for the anointing. And these stones were smooth. Everybody say smooth. They've been under the anointing for years and years and years and years and years. Long hours behind the scenes, praying in tongues. Being stripped of anything that belongs to them so that they could lay their lives down to be resurrected and brought again. For if you lay your life down, you'll be given your life back. He grabs the stones in the brook and he grabs them. And put them in the slingshot. That's the fivefold ministry gifts. Fivefold ministry gifts will take out the lions, the Goliaths in the area that are trying to stop you from doing what you're called to do. You have authority to take it out. He took the slingshot. Goliath was mouthing off. Mouthing, mouthing. Everybody say mouthing. David went. The guys from ESPN, I think it's going to be wide right. It was right, but all of a sudden, the anointing hit that stone. It was right. Goliath's mouthing off. Boom! Where did he hit him? The skull. The fivefold ministry gifts, they assault the mind of darkness through teaching. You see why you need this man and this woman? You need this because they will assault the mind of Satan right in front of you and teach you to renew your mind. Is this helping you? What happened to Goliath? Whoop. Boom. So God, listen to me, takes the fivefold minister gifts and assaults the mind of darkness and your thought patterns. And Romans 12:2 says, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Didn't say removing of it, it said renewing of it. The Bible says, have this mind in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Are you listening to me? My thoughts are not your thoughts. Isaiah 55:8. My ways are not your ways. As high as the heavens are above the earth, so are my ways and thoughts above yours. Please don't tell me you don't need these people. Then what did he do next? Can you imagine all the brothers? Oh, my Lord, we underestimated him. ESPN, well, that sure was a curveball. Hit him right on the court. The anointing. Say the anointing. Breaks the yoke. Whatever is intimidating you, whatever has been coming against you, whatever voice of darkness that's telling you what you can't do, you smack the enemy right between the eyes with faith. You take unto you, now listen nextly, what did David do next? He took Goliath's sword out of his hand. Am I right? And what did he do next? He done ripped his windpipes right out. Everybody say windpipes. You know what windpipes do? They talk. Now, let me tell you something. The first thing God does is he takes out the mind of darkness. The next thing he does is he takes the sword of the Spirit in Ephesians 6 and verse 17. And you take that sword, and by swinging that sword, you cut the voice of the enemy right out. It's good, right? So Ephesians 6:10 says, finally, brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Take unto you the full armor of God, wherewith you quench every fiery dart of the wicked. For our wrestle is not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and rulers of the darkness of this world, spiritual wickedness in high places. And that tells you to take unto you the helmet of salvation. Helmets, like football, you know? We wore them, brother, right? What's the helmet do? It covers your thoughts. Hey, listen to me. There's more people in this country. Suicide rate has gone up 77% in our nation. $244 billion has been spent each year on mental health issues. The enemy has been manipulating and controlling men and getting them into fear and worry and anxiety because they can't control your mind. You have to control your mind and control your thoughts, or they will control you and take you down. Let me tell you something. A bird can land on your head, but you don't have to let them make a nest there. Thoughts can come and thoughts can go, but thoughts unacted upon and unspoken die unborn. Anybody ever had weird thoughts come to you? All the time. You're being assaulted. This is the gridiron. But you have the mind of Christ. He said, take the shield of faith, or will you quench every fiery dart? Every time you speak the word, the shield of faith is lifted. When you speak the word, the shield goes up. They tell boxers, you know, in the ring, they get tired. They got their hands down. Get those hands up. Some believers are like this, you know. They're sparring. Some of the other people like this. Boom. 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 Eventually, you're going to get knocked out. The Bible tells you to fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life. So when you confess the scriptures over your life, you're lifting a shield of faith around you that the enemy, the fiery darts of the wicked one, cannot penetrate. No evil shall befall me, nor any plague come nigh my dwelling place. Well, I'm worried about COVID. I ain't worried about COVID.
Amen.
Good. COVID came out of bat soup or something over in China. The China virus. Now, if you've had COVID or whatever you had and Jesus healed you, and we're thankful for the healing power of God, but that stuff dies on me. Because the life of God in me is greater than the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus is greater than the law of sin and death. The life of God's inside of you. John 10:10, the thief cometh, but for to kill, steal, and destroy. I came that you might have life. In the Greek, you know what that is? Zoe! The God kind of life. Listen, this stuff will come out of your pores. I'm Italian, you know? You eat garlic, it'll come out of your pores. You get full of God. Ephesians 5:18, be not drunk with wine, whereas next us rather be being filled with the Holy Ghost. Acts 2 and verse 1, when the day of Pentecost had fully come there, one place, one accord, suddenly like a rushing mighty wind, God filled the house where they were seated, and they began to speak with cloven tongues as a fire, verse 4, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. Life of God. There's one infilling, but many refillings. Guess what? I got a great revelation for you. You leak! So you have to constantly be filled with the Spirit. You want to know how to get filled? I'll give you four ways. Number one, the Word of God. If you study, His words are spirit and life. Get filled with faith. Study the Word. Meditate the Word day and night to do all that is written there. Number two, the second way is through worship. You put on worship. I drove an hour here. I had worship full of the anointing. I was praying in tongues. My tongue fell off three times in the car. I threw it back in my mouth. The anointing comes where worship is. He inhabits the praise, inhabitation. The anointing comes when you worship. Put on worship in your house, ladies, when you're getting dressed or vacuuming or cleaning. Put on work. Don't put on, you know, the days of our strife as the stomach turns, the young and the toothless, or Dr. Phil or whatever that other kook is. What's his name Jerry Springer. Yeah, he lives in Sarasota. I've seen him two, three times in the airport. I talked to him one time. Jerry needs Jesus. You can't sit there and watch Cheaters all day and expect that you're going to have power on the inside of you. Soap operas or I say, you want more of G.O.D., stop watching HBO. You've got to feed yourself into the presence of God. You've got to crack into that realm of the supernatural through your personal devotion. You've got to pray and spend long hours before God to carry the life of God. Are you with me? So worship, word, worship. What's the other one? Pray in other tongues. Shirabaso kupono. Shirabaka no monjonde. Eska frabanzi verdiste fradonde. Eska fataso nanjoto. For he that speaketh in unknown tongue speaketh not unto men but unto God. Howbeit in the spirit he speaks mysteries. 1 Corinthians 14, verse 4. Angel, he that speaks in unknown tongue edifies, electrifies, charges himself up like on a battery. Are you kidding me? Paul said in 1 Corinthians 14 and about the fifth verse, he said, I would that you all spake in tongues. Verse 18, I thank my God I speak in tongues more than you all. The Amplified Bible, more than the entire church at Corinth. I did a little studying about Corinth. Corinth was about 90,000 to 100,000 people. They had five different churches in Corinth. So let's say it was 100,000. Usually churches get about 10% of the population for the most part, unless you've got something pretty radical going on. So let's say 10,000 people in five different locations, the church of Corinth. And he said, I pray in tongues more than 10,000 of those believers. He must have woke up praying in tongues. Are you listening to me? He must have fell asleep in his sleep praying in tongues, woke up in the morning praying in tongues all day long, praying in tongues. Why? Because tongues is the doorway into the miraculous, the power. You want a tip, you want a key, how to carry power? You pray in tongues long hours. I, Augie Doggy, dare you to pray in tongues more than little Shalababa in the shower. Shalababa Laba, yeah, I'm in the Lord, praise the Lord. My dominoes are better than your dominoes, or whatever you look. You gotta press in. You can't take the things of God lightly and expect to have power. So pray in other tongues. You want to know what the other one is? Laying on of hands. These are booster cables, jumper cables to the life of God. If I put these on you right now, I've been praying in tongues. Life is going to flow out of you, out of me, like at a gas station. I'm going to start topping off your tank. Because the anointing is transferred through the laying on of hands. Or it can be stored in your clothes. Is this helping you tonight? Well, Mark chapter 5, verse 24, there was a certain woman, the issue of blood, suffered at the hands of many physicians, grew nothing better but worse. When she heard about Jesus, she said in her heart, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, I'll be made whole. So she pressed through the crowd, touched the hem of his garment, and Bible says immediately in the Greek, dunamis went out of him into her. Sounds like a transferring of the anointing, doesn't it? So Jesus stopped and said, who touched me? And the disciples said, Master, thou seest the multitude throng in you, and say, who touched you? He said, no, somebody touched me in faith, for he perceiveth that virtue, dunamis, dynamite, went out of him, and it went into her. And you know what it did? It was healing anointing that went in, that changed her condition. She was hemorrhaging. She had, ladies, had a menstrual cycle that would not shut off for 4,280 days. That's a long cycle. And probably, he's like, yeah, my wife, she has her period. I'm so glad it's over with. You know, sometimes, you know, ladies can get emotional during that time a little bit, right? A little. Well, of course. Well, you're ultra woman, you're super woman, and you don't ever. But I've known some that have struggled greatly. But faith will level their brain out. Faith will keep you calm. Faith will cause your menstrual cycle not to be so bad. Why you guys got me talking about all this? I'm getting in trouble up here. But my point was, she had an ongoing menstrual cycle that wouldn't turn off. But when the anointing touched it, it was an impartation of life, and it unraveled that which Satan had wrought, and she was miraculously healed. Impartation. Paul said in Romans 1:11, I long to see you that I may impart to you some spiritual. To this extent, you might be established. How about that? Praise the Lord. So now you have the sword of the Spirit that you can use and speak and cut the voice of the enemy and his intimidation and his lies. Cut him at the throat. Take him out. He's already been taken out. Jesus already took him out. But now you got to take him out in your personal life. You got to enforce that which has already been given to you. And he's given you dominion and authority and power. Hallelujah. Is this helping you? How many of you know the Bible declares that greater is he that lives in you? Smith Wigglesworth said, I'm 1,000 times bigger on the inside than I am on the outside. And you know what? For years I heard that. And I said, Lord, what's the scripture? And I found out in Deuteronomy 1 and verse 11 says, I will make you 1,000 times bigger than those that would challenge you, that you would be 1,000 times bigger
It's Deuteronomy 1:11. You'll be 1,000 times bigger than your ancestors and those that oppose you. Can you imagine being 1,000 times bigger and stronger than that which opposes you? It's the fact. Now wake up to it. Start talking like it. Because the Bible says, and over there in Joel 3:10, it says, let the weak man say, I'm strong.
Yeah.
You know what one translation says? Let the weak man say, I'm a fighting machine. You ladies are fighting machines. You men are fighting machines. We are fighting machines. Hallelujah. Has this helped you tonight? So aren't you glad that you have Doma in your midst? Doma. And let me tell you something. God, and Acts 1:8 says, you shall receive power when the Holy Ghost comes upon you, and you shall be my witnesses both in Jerusalem, Judea, and the uttermost parts of the earth. Christianity, John G. Lake says, is a strong man's gospel. This is not a weak man's gospel. Ladies, not a weak lady's gospel. This is a strong man's gospel. He's given you strength over anything that opposes you. For you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Let me tell you something. Satan has been taken out. Jesus spoiled principalities and powers, made a show of them openly, triumphing through his death, burial, and resurrection. That's Colossians 2:15. Colossians 2:10 says, you're complete in him who's head over all principalities and powers. Colossians 1:13 says, he hath delivered you out of the dominion of darkness, transferred you to the kingdom of his dear son, whom you have redemption, the forgiveness of your sins. Luke 10:17, Jesus said, I beheld Satan as a lightning bolt cast from heaven, and behold, I give unto you power in the Greek, authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the works of the enemy, and nothing by any means shall hurt you. You're more than a conqueror through Christ. The enemy has been defeated, and you overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of your testimony, and to the point that you love not your life even unto death, because you're sold out. You're sold out for this thing. Here to tell you your best days are yet to come. I don't care what the enemy's telling you. He is a defeated foe. Jesus kicked the living daylights out of the powers of hell. And stripped Satan of his power over humanity. And now you're in Christ Jesus. Now you're seated with him in heavenly places. Are you there? You're a new creation in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away. You're his Michelangelo. You're his Picasso. You're created in Christ Jesus. You're a masterpiece, and you master through the master who lives in you tonight. You tell the devil to go. You submit yourself to God. You resist him. You let him know that you're in charge, and the Jesus that lives in you is greater than anything you're facing. Hallelujah. The devil's already had 15 hernias while I've been teaching. Lift your hands to heaven. Has this helped you? I'm going to follow the Holy Ghost in these services. I got lots of sermons. Brother Philip, the gifts of the Spirit are going to increase on you. And then just come up here for a minute, brother, please. Now, the fire from heaven is on your ministry, the both of you. Actually, both of you come up because I feel like this is corporate, but I'm going to say a few things to him and then to you. Now, listen to me. The gifts of the Spirit will function through you in a greater measure. Revelation gifts are going to function with such accuracy, it's going to be scary. It's going to increase on you this night. And the good shepherd's voice you will hear, the stranger's voice you will not. And listen to me. The spirit of prophecy will flow on you, and it flows through you too. Tongues and interpretation and prophecy will function through you, and you will speak. Tongues and interpretation or prophecy. And when you speak it out in the congregation, my anointing will fall, like heaven will drop, what's like a blanket in the place. The healing power of God is in your hands. Miracles, signs, and wonders. And there is unction and utterance for you. As you wait before the Lord and pray, there will come divine visitations of my power to you, first personally and then this congregation. This house is going to increase in glory and power like never before. This church
Only Believe Ministries in Canton, Ohio will be known as a place where the miraculous is released, where people will come and be healed, set free, delivered from demonic strongholds. And you are a contender. And there's coming a boldness upon you to move in the miraculous even greater. Now, everything that you have left behind to obey God, it's going to be rewarded to you. There are rich rewards that I'm going to give to you even yet. And I will make your tongue as the pen of a ready writer. You will speak and flow in the anointing. You will prophesy. You will move with boldness. And there's a fresh anointing coming upon you. And what the devil has meant for harm, what he has done to come against you to try to kill, steal, and destroy, or even hinder, will not prevail because of the hand of God that's been upon you since you were born. You have been marked out for the kingdom of Almighty God. Now, there's a new level of increase that's coming to you. And the enemy would try to push you back, but you will not stand for it. And there is a holy rage that's come against you in the spirit realm, and there are lies from the pit of hell. But you have stood up against it. You have manned up and stood against that which has tried to cut your voice off. And that assignment will not prevail. I see a breakthrough. I see increase in the children of this church. I see growth in the children's church. It will grow, and it will grow, and it will grow. And the youth. I'm aware. And I see financial breakthrough coming to this ministry. It's actually, I'm going to say this. You have put seed in the ground in times past that you haven't seen the full harvest of it yet. For there will come an increase to this house and to this building because you put it in another man's house. And so as you sow, you will reap. And the blessings of heaven. Now, I see the gifts of the Spirit hovering around you. Earnestly desire spiritual gifts, especially that you would prophesy. But I see the gifts of healings and workings of miracles. The gifts of healings and workings and miracles. And this is a man, I found this man, David, a man after my own heart who will do all that I ask him to do. You're a man after his own heart. Put your hands out quickly. Fire into him. And I'm going to come to you in a minute. Now, you're not just a son and, you know, his son, but you're a son of God. And I've called you to bring the power of God to those young people. Fire, Father, let it get stirred in him. There's a reuniting into the utmost heart of God with you. There's been a stirring inside of you like never before for the things of God. It's been in you. It's stirring in you like never before. There's a new level. I hear God calling you up into higher places in the realm of the Spirit. There's a prophetic edge on you that's strong. Tongues and interpretation. But prophetic, you're going to start seeing like a seer aspect. You will see into, now you already see into situations faster than the natural because you're gifted that way. But as you pray, it will come over into the supernatural and it will function on you when it's necessary. You won't manufacture it. It's just when it comes on you. And you're, I see you laying hands on the sick. I see miracle signs and wonders. And there's going to be doors that come to you to go speak out into ladies groups and do things. It'll happen even more. You watch. And I see you having ladies ministry here. Ladies' meetings. And there'll be more of that. And you'll stir these women up to a deep walk with God. In the name of Jesus. I see you preaching like a fire. I see her just calm, and all of a sudden it'll drop on her, and she'll step on. I got something. She'll come up and just preach like a fire. That's how God uses her. Isn't that right? Yep. Now, there's also going to be an aspect of dreams and visions that come. Fire in Jesus' name. Brother Philip, come back up. Now, I've given you authority and dominion in this region. Begin to exercise it and call in for the harvest of souls. I hear Psalms 2:8, ask of me and I'll give you the heathen for thine inheritance and the uttermost ends of the earth for thy possession. And so call in for the harvest. Call it in because I want to multiply this church. Multiplication, multiplication, souls, attendance, souls being won. The drug addicts getting set free. Those with depression being released. Those that are suicidal being released. Those that are sick in their body. Those that are oppressed. Those with a history that's so bad that you, with the love of the Father, will restore them and bring them back. And you are a lover of God and lover of people. God's going to use you to love people back to life. Because that's who you are, brother. Now, Father, I thank you for increasing him. Fire, fresh fire. Now, if you're in the ministry of helps, worship team, children's church, anything that has to do with greeters, anything, music, quickly come up. And don't rush them up. Do not touch Pastor Philip or Pastor Regina. Quickly. Is this okay? Y'all just still with us, right? Okay. Just ministry people, come up. Just lift your hands. Come up, step here. Stay there. Come up. Come on up. You guys come up. Come up. Quickly. Let's lift our hands and thank God. Now, Father, we thank you for fresh fire that's being released on this people. I thank you for a greater boldness for them to pray and to step in to walk with you. Now sow more seed and your finances will change. If you up the sowing, God will bless you as you give. It'll be given unto you good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running with God. It'll cause finances to come to you. Remember your voice. You speak properly. Your reins, Proverbs 23:16, your reins, which is like a horse, will rejoice when you teach your lips to speak good things. So now speak life and death and the power of the tongue. Proverbs 6:2, you're snared by the words, speak life. You have the same spirit of faith that believes, therefore it speaks. So speak life and things will begin to change. Fire! Now it's been a bit of a harder season for you. Challenging season, yeah. Been through a lot of battles. Financial battles, fiscal battles, emotional battles, problems at times in the home where you've had to battle through things, but the love of God is a voice, and it speaks soft and with kindness. And the money's going to come in, an increase is going to come to you. And my hand has been with you all along. For sometimes you say, where are you, Lord? But he's there, and he's been with you all along. Think about the times when I healed you. Think about the times when I touched you. Think about the times when I gathered your family and meant so much to you when you were touched by my power and I touched your family and brought you all into the kingdom. Let me tell you something. You can regain ground fast. The Bible says he redeems the time for the days are evil. And I see you regaining ground, taking ground back with your authority as the ministry of the word was thought. Fire into her in Jesus' name. Now you won't be hurt by it anymore. Like the misappropriation of things of the spirit and hurt where people did weird things to you. You won't be anymore. And the Lord knows the past and things that have happened that have kind of set you back and hurt you. But my hand is upon you and your family, and my love is great. And I've called you into this place, you and your wife and your family here for a purpose. You've been schooled in some areas and trained for such a time as this, to do great things, to help this body move forward. And God's hand's upon you and your family, and there's been a lot of prayer that's gone on. And you're a good man, my brother. You have a good heart. He has a pure heart. Behold an Israelite in whom there's no guile. And guess what? God's going to give you witty inventions, creative ideas, how you can improve the dream, improve the plans, improve things in front of you. You're that way anyways. You already think that way already. But the Lord is with you. And finances are coming. Fire. Increase is coming to you and your family. You know the Lord has good things for you. You know it, don't you? Lift your hands up to God. No, you just adore God. You love God with all your heart, and He sees your heart. And you've been through a lot, but all the way through all of it, you've trusted God, and you've looked to Him, and He has answered your prayers. He has touched your family. He's done a great work in you and your family, and you are not finished. Your best days are yet to come in God's will. He has brought you to this church supernaturally by the power of Almighty God. Your steps have been ordered here together to be a part of the life of this church, to bring a supply of love and grace and prayer and kindness and also finances. And I'm going to bless you. As you bless this ministry, I will multiply that which has been entrusted into your hands. I will multiply it. Whatever you sow into that ministry and into this ministry, you will be multiplied exceedingly abundantly above all you could ask or think. Now, there's territory that you have to take. There's been times where you made progress and then the enemy knocked you back and you said, I don't think I can do this. I don't think I can do that. Jesus, even as the word was taught tonight, it helped you, didn't it? Boldness, you have to take ground. And you say, I want the Lord to use me even greater. That's your heart. What a good heart. Now, you have to sow good seed, not only with your finances, but listen to this, with your words. Begin to prophesy your future. Begin to call those. You are the prophet of your own future. What you say, you'll have. So begin to say, the Lord's doing this. The Lord's doing this in my life. The Lord is taking me here. The Lord, say what the word says. Align your mouth to your heart to the word. And I'll bring change to you. And even your children will all walk with God. And the hand of the Lord is upon you. And I brought you into this church divinely by my spirit so that you would be a part of the life of God here. You told the Lord, I'm going to be faithful to you, right? That's your heart. I told the Lord, I'm going to be faithful. I told the Lord, I'll do whatever you ask me to do. I'll be faithful. Use my life like Isaiah. Here I am, Lord, use me. And you talk to the Lord all the time. I see you right now before the Lord praying, Lord, if you would do this, you talk to him. And you know what? Just like Acts 10 where Cornelius of the Italian court, his prayers were brought up before the Lord like a memorial, and your prayers have been brought up before the Lord like a memorial. He's heard your prayers. And 1 John 5:14 says, this is the confidence you have in me, that if you ask anything according to my will, I hear you. And if you know that I hear you, you know you have the petitions for that which you desire. Now, you actually like to go walk and pray. You do, don't you? Yeah, that's nice. But let me tell you something. Even the little things that you have prayed, God has heard. Even the little things that you've talked to him about, he knows. Okay. Now, Father, bless her. Let the power of God flow into her. Times of refreshment. There it is, right there. Right there. There it goes. And don't rush anybody up. Just let them stay under the anointing. Oh, don't worry. Don't worry about that. Now, you have a really good heart, pure heart, sweet heart, loves God with all her heart, so sincere. And you really want to know the word. Even as the word's taught, you're like, wow, I'd love to like really dig in and get the word like that, right? Yeah, yeah. Many times the enemy has pushed you to the limit where you would quit, but you didn't. You stayed in the game. And you always saw the Lord's provision for you. You always looked to him and said, the Lord will come through. And he has. But here's what I see over you. I see 2 Samuel 5:20, where David fought a great battle at Pezerim. As the rivers flowed like a stream, there was a breakthrough. And you're at a breakthrough place, and breakthrough is coming for you, for your family, for your finances, a lot of departments of life. Breakthrough! Let's lift our hands and thank him. Don't worry about that. Yeah. The Lord has been so kind to you. He's loved you through everything. And you have such a good heart. And you want to be used of God even greater, don't you? You want to know God in a greater way, don't you? I need him like everything. Like you just say, I need God. I just need God. I need him. And he's with you. Yeah, I know. Like sometimes you, like, you know, like you use choice words to not say the wrong things, to be careful. And you're a wise woman. Yeah. And the Lord sees that. I understand. Yeah. Oh, Father, I thank you for her heart. She has a really good heart, pure, sweet heart. And you're going to sleep good tonight. Because you haven't been sleeping. Oh, you're going to sleep really good tonight, honey. She's tired. You know, she's been tired. She's been through like a hard season. Like life sometimes is tiring. It's okay. We've all been there. That's one of the sweetest young ladies right there. Right there. Precious. You're a man after God's own heart. And I hear the Lord calling you up higher into better things and greater things to use you in a greater level. There it is, right there, Zanoni. Right there, Zanoni. You can just let him stay under it, don't you?
It's good.
I'm so glad you came. What's your name?
Darlene.
Darlene?
Angel invited me.
Oh, that's a good lady right there.
I know.
You know, she's a good girl.
Kids and mine grown up
and
my kids.
Nice. Well, lift your hands up, honey.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
No, I hear the Lord say he's going to send to you all the things that you need. There's a lot of needs that you need from the Lord. But he's going to supply all those needs according to his riches and glory. It's on the way, like you've prayed, and it's on the way. He's supplying all your needs. You've been praying, I need this to happen, I need this to happen. You got like a list.
Yeah, sure.
You do, don't you? Yeah. But he's meeting, it's on the way, like he's bringing this is going to happen. And it'll be like one after the other. Watch, it'll go boom, then the other one will come boom, then the other one will come boom. And several things you're praying about. Boom. And another one, boom, boom, boom. And it's almost like a laundry list of things you've been praying.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. But he's working right now on your behalf. And how powerful is that? Now, you love God with all your heart. What a pure heart. She's got such a good heart. Now, there's a season of change on you. There's a lot of change going on. And sometimes change is uncomfortable and awkward. But remember, Hebrews 13:8 says Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So when circumstances are changing around you, he never changes. So he has planted you like a rock. You're like a tree planted by the rivers of living water. You're going to bring forth fruit in your season. And remember, you walk by faith and not by sight. So don't let circumstances rock you. Just looking unto Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for joy set before him despised the cross, sat down on the right. Therefore, God highly exalted him and gave him a name above every name. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. So keep your eyes focused on the prize, on the word, and don't look to the left or right, because if you do, it could, you know, really could get you off kilt. But look right to Jesus. Stay in the word. Speak the word. look to the Word and say, I'm not looking at this, I'm not paying attention to that, what the enemy's, I'm not listening to that.
No,
I'm doing what God told me to do. Isn't that right?
Yes.
And that's your heart. Yeah. And then I hear the Lord say this, Philippians 4:6, he says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer, what you've done, let your request be known to me, and the God of peace shall guard your heart and mind by Christ Jesus. He's the God of peace. And then I hear Isaiah 26:3, I will keep you in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on me because you trust me. I heard Proverbs 3:5-6, trust the Lord with all your heart, lean on your understanding, and all your ways acknowledge him. He'll make straight your path. He said, my peace I give you. My peace I leave you. Not as the world gives, give unto you. Let not your heart be troubled. Casting all your care. Fire! Let's lift our hands and thank God. It seems like weird things are going on, you know? Like it's a weird season. Like everything's so weird, you know? But remember, Jesus is the same yesterday and today and forever. God's a God of debt cancellation. So he's going to provide for you and supply for you and bring you out of that place into a place of abundant overflow as you sow your seeds and say, God is at work, both the will and the work of his good pleasure in my life. No panic attacks, no fear, for God has not given you a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound, well-balanced, disciplined mind. I break every fear factor. Go! In Jesus' name. No, the enemy comes to attack you up here, assaults you with tension in the thought life and assaults that come. But you have the mind of Christ. There's the anointing right there. Fire in Jesus' name. Come here, honey. Lift your hands up. Now, you're a worker. She's the workhorse. You'll work, 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 work. And even when people aren't looking, you're working. And you do it as unto the Lord, and you're a hard worker. Proverbs 10:4 says, the hand of the diligent shall bear rule. And you're faithful. And a faithful man and woman will abound with much blessing. Remember me tell you something. God sees everything. He sees your hard work. He sees the intent of your heart, the purity of your heart to serve and to be a blessing. And God is well pleased with you. This is my beloved daughter in whom I'm well pleased. Lift your hands up. Come here, honey. Now, in times past, just stand here, honey. Lift your hands in the house, okay? In times past, you've sown a lot of bad seed with your life. In times past, the old woman, the old person, the old one. But you're a new creation now, and so you need to actually do a pulse to forget everything that's behind you now. Look, detach from it completely. What past? There is no past. It's under the blood. It's absolutely covered. Every inch of it, every centimeter, everything is over with. You're a new creation in Christ. So you're to forget everything that's behind. You're to press towards the mark of the prize of the high calling in Christ Jesus. And your future looks really bright, sis. Good things. Get in that word and think the word, talk the word, speak the word, hang out with word people. And my goodness, the work that he's done in your life. You were meant for hell. Satan was trying to take you to hell, but you got off that. You got off that ride. You changed buses and jumped on another bus, and it was eternal life. And God has redeemed you. In the name of Jesus. Now take the anointing. There it goes, right there. Just take it. Stay behind her. Hallelujah. That's good news, isn't it? Everybody's got a testimony. Let's lift our hands. It's a different service tonight. I thought I'd teach a different direction, but I didn't. Lift your hands up, Brian. Now just, sometimes you keep your hands on things too much. Let it go. Don't try to control it, you know, because it's like a good thing because you're highly responsible for those that are listening. But the Lord said, leave it alone and let others come up with it. Take your hand off it and just trust me and let other people develop around, and then it'll actually enhance your leadership. You got it? That's a good thought, isn't it? Yeah. Now, there's new things, new territory to take, so you need to don't look behind you. Look out what's in front of you and say, what's the next assignment, Lord? And he'll help you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Lift your hands up, sis. You're really careful what you do. You're really methodical and you're really cautious about things. And that's a good quality. You have a good heart. Yeah. And you work hard. You're a hard worker. I know. Who doesn't want that? Right? Yeah, but number, remember, Romans 5:8 says, his hope does not, or verse 8 says, for God demonstrated his love towards us that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And he laid his life down. And he loves you so much. He loves you. He loves you so much. So much. So much he loves you. There ain't nobody like you in his mind. You want to be like him, right? You want to love with God's love and give God's love. Guess what? You do. Oh, let's lift our hands and thank God. Break that oppression against her life in Jesus' name. You leave her alone. I break it now in Jesus' name. Yeah, now this is, even the youth shall grow weary and utterly fall. They that wait upon the Lord, he's, now watch, renew strength, renewal of strength, times of refreshment. Good to see you, man. Lift your hands. Let's lift our hands on the building, okay? Can we do that? Let's just lift our hands. Brother Philip, would it be okay to drop these lights a little bit? It's so strong, it's like affecting me. It's pushing me out. Your hands up. Now, there's a lot of times that God's dealing with you about things, and sometimes you fight against it. Mm-hmm. We all do that, right?
Yeah.
You fight against it. Mm-hmm. And God says, Isaiah 1:19, if you're willing and obedient, you'll eat the good of the land. Mm-hmm. So just say, here I am, Lord, use me, and be willing to make changes, small changes. Sometimes it's the little foxes that spoil the vine, Song of Solomon 2:15. 2 and 5. But see, the thing is, it's the little things that put you over, too. So there's rewards coming for your obedience. So be willing and obedient, and you'll eat the good of the land. There it is. Take that. Sometimes it's just little tweaks, just little things that help us. Come here, sir. Come on over here. Y'all just lift your hands and thank God. How are you, sir? Good to see you. Yeah, you work a lot. On the road a lot. Father, bless him. Those times when he is alone, let him pray in the Spirit and get full of God. Listen to teachings. It's been kind of a tough season for you, but the Lord said, be strong now and don't quit. Stay strong. Endure hardness as a good soldier. Don't grow weary in well-doing, for in due season you'll reap if you don't faint. And that's not you anyways. There's the anointing right there. Take fresh oil. Take it. Thank you, Lord. Good to see you. Stop worrying about stuff. You worry too much. The Lord doesn't want you to worry, okay? So cast all your care on him, for he cares for you. Proverbs 3:5-6, trust the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him. He'll make straight your path. And sometimes you say, I'm not sure how to do something. Or I'm not sure how to do things, right? Isn't that true?
Yeah.
Well, then right in that moment, you say, Lord, you teach me through your word. Teach me on the inside. And if you have to, just go talk to Brother Philip. Just go talk to him. He's got great counsel. He's loaded with counsel. You know what I mean?
I do.
And that's a good thing, right? But don't worry so much. Anytime you're tempted to worry, say, no, I trust God. Devil, you're not gonna use care and worry to eat me up and steal the word from my life. Okay?
Yeah.
Got it?
Yeah.
All right, good. That makes sense, doesn't
yes.
it? Yeah, okay. And he loves you, brother. Fire into him. Okay, that's fine. Let's lift our hands and thank the Lord. Come here, sweetheart. Come here. It's good to see you. Yeah.
Can I get a chair to sit?
Yeah, you can sit in a chair. Sure. You sit on a stool, you sit on anything. You're not sleeping well at night. You're not, are you? Well, you need to sleep. Father, you give your beloved rest. You make him to lie down in green pastures beside still waters. The Lord restores her soul. Let's lift our hands and thank God. Thank you, Lord. Are you up for prayer? Okay. Come on, honey. You can come up too. Yeah. Now, Jeremiah 33:3 says, call unto me, like with prayer. He said, I will answer you and show you great and mighty things that you don't know of. So every time you call to God in prayer, he hears it. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous. His ears are open to your cries. And that which comes to your lips, from your lips, goes to his heart, back to his heart, to his lips, back to your heart. He loves you. He's answering your prayers. The things you've been praying about, he's answering it. You know that, don't you? Yeah, I just heard you say, I know that. Yeah. Now, remember, your relationship is not about works. You know what I mean? Like, if I do enough, I'll line up. And, you know, if I do enough, then all my good will line up. And no, just, it's freedom. And this, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. There's freedom. Let's lift our hands. That's fine with me. Those lights are okay. You're all okay with that, aren't you? All right, let's just lift our hands and thank God. Let's make sure. Now, let's see what he wants to do now, next. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Respiratory problems, quickly. Troubles breathing, respiratory, in the lungs. Your lungs are congested and having a hard time breathing. Ringing in the ears. Lower back pain. Just come up quickly. Someone, you have sciatic nerve in the back. It's like a pinching in the lower back. Quickly, just come up. We're like a dog on the hunt now. See, we're going to find the next things. The next wave, we're going to take it out. Irregular heartbeat. Something with the shoulder, the right shoulder. You got pain in the right shoulder. Quickly, just come up. Yeah, that's good right there. That's right there, yeah. Shoulder pain. Is that you?
Yeah.
It's there now? Really? How bad?
It pinches all the way through.
Pinches all the way through. Watch how fast it goes. Commanded to be healed now in Jesus' mighty name. You'll start feeling heat in there. Watch. Told you. You ever felt that before? Nope. Go ahead and lift it up. You're fine. Right? That's awesome, right? All right, good. It's still warm in there, right?
Yes.
Okay, now watch. I'm going to pray for you. You're going to go on the floor, and he's going to continue to work on you. What do you need, little sis?
My shoulder's gone.
Your shoulder hurts? You look so much like your mom. You look just like her. You look like a mini version of your mom, and that's a good thing. Okay, your shoulder's hurt?
She's going to fulfill the calling of God on her life.
Okay. All right, that's good information. Now let's get her shoulders healed.
Her name's Hannah.
Hannah? Hannah Banana, come here. Okay. Where's your pain, honey? Is it there now? Is it there? Okay. Can you just come over and sit over there? Let me check your leg. Let's all lift our hands. You know, God's doing miracles in here. Okay. Now just relax and put your legs out. If that's the pizza, man, extra anchovies. Okay. You feel that? Your legs grew out. Okay, stand up. You go ahead and move your arm, your shoulder and all that. You'll find it's gone. It's gone, right? Well, get out of here. Come on. What do you need, sir? That's pretty good, Hannah, right? We won't even charge you. What do you need, sir?
I'm a little bit of everything.
Okay.
When you
Are you married? Is that Hannah's your daughter?
That's my wife.
And you're what?
Yeah.
But,
not married to him. She is married to him.
Yeah, to her.
Oh, okay. All right, I got
it. She's married to Hannah, and it's not...
Yeah.
Okay.
But anyway, it's a mix of everything. I got mental, physicals, and everything.
So, okay.
I got like the back thing and my shoulders stuff too.
All right.
It's just a little bit of everything.
Okay. You got pain there now?
Right now, I've been hurting for a long time.
It's, how long?
As long as I can remember.
Well, how long is that? How many years?
I was diagnosed with scoliosis when I was a kid.
Oh, perfect.
So I mean, it's...
Yeah, that's perfect. I love scoliosis.
Kind of
I love cases of scoliosis. Sit down over there. You love the Lord, right?
Yep.
How long have you been saved?
I've been saved off and on several different times.
Okay, but you love Jesus, right? Okay, put your legs out. Come here. Just give them, hand them to me. Legs. Okay. Say this with me. Jesus, I give you all my heart. Close your eyes. Say, I give you my life. I'll serve you, Lord. I say, Jesus is my Lord. Jesus is my Savior. I'll live for you. Every morning I wake up, I will honor you with my life. Okay, you just got healed. Go ahead and check your body. You just find out you just got healed. Go ahead. It's gone. Right? All right. Hi. Love you, brother. That's great, right? We won't even charge you. What do you need, honey?
Sciatic.
Can we bring me a chair, guys? That would help. So just bring a chair and just here, put it there, and you can just sit there and face me. How many know God's doing a beautiful work tonight? Amen? He's healing lives. He's healing people. People are being touched by the power of God. Okay. That's why you need multiple service, because only so much we can get done. But okay. All right, see how off you are, honey? See how that's off? Watch how fast. See that? Mm-hmm. That was easy.
Yeah.
It grew out about 2 inches. You saw it, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Now, where was your pain? It's not there, is it? It's gone, right? It's better.
It's better,
yeah, of course. You just have spasms, that's all, from being out, but it's gone. You're straight. What do you need, honey? Okay. Sit over there. Let's lift our hands and give Jesus glory. Come on, lift your hands. Okay. Relax. Okay, where was your pain? Is it there now? It is? It's gone, right? Okay, you're done. Just bend over quick. Gone, right? Awesome, right? Glad you came tonight. What do you need, Moses?
hearing?
All right, that's nothing. That's so quick, it'll go out real quick. Command it to come out of his ears now. Open! So where's the ringing?
It's not there.
Get out of here, will you? Get out of here! We won't even charge you.
Thank you.
All right, good. What do you need, brother? Just prayer?
Come here. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. You're a man who believes in signs and wonders, loves the miraculous, man of prayer, talks to the Lord continuously, seeks the face of God for his business, for his family. While he's on the road, he's in prayer all the time. Calls his family, talks to his family, encourages his family. He's a man after God's own. I like this guy. Don't let him go. Whatever you do, keep him here. If you let him go, you made a mistake. What do you need, honey? Respiratory? Okay, come forward. Okay, come here for a minute. Put down all the apparatus. You're doing good, though. Put your hand on her chest real quick. Okay, now you're going to feel burning in the chest. Watch. Take a deep breath. There it is. See, the anointing is just right there. It's just right there. Somebody's got problems in your knees. You've got pain in the knee area. I don't know who that is. Both knees. Actually, both of them hurt. Quickly. Okay, come. Come, 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 come. Both of you. Come. Okay. All right. Lift your hands, both of you. Come up a little step forward. Female problems. You know, like talked about the woman with the issue of blood who had suffered at the hands of many physicians. She had a... issues, see? There you go. Come on, honey, come up. God's doing a work in here, isn't he? He's doing the work. See, he grew your legs out, one leg out. You have pain in there now?
I've had a lot of pain in this knee.
In the right knee?
Yeah.
Well, part of that, I think, has to do with the fact that your back was off, and sometimes it brings other issues. You know that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, Father, heal her knee right now in Jesus' name. I see you worshiping God, singing, loves God. She really loves God. All right, sister, go ahead and bend your knees right now. Got pain there?
No, but it's popping.
Okay.
It's cracking. This one, because I had fell earlier this week.
Okay. But there's no pain in there, right?
No.
Okay, good. Okay, Father, now heal her. Take the snack, crackle, pop out in Jesus' name. Okay. Female problems, honey? Menstrual cycle? What's wrong there?
Anything and everything.
Everything. And how long has this been going on?
Ever since I was a teenager.
Too long.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what the Lord says, too long. Okay, come here for a minute. From this night forth, you'll never have problems with that again. You have pain there now? You do, don't you? Okay. Now I command this pain to come out of her body in the authority of Jesus of Nazareth. You have been here too long. You will no longer torment her body with infirmity. Come out now! Now, when you get up, sweetheart, you're going to find you're perfectly well. Never again. No more crackling. Let's lift our hands and thank God. Bring all the kids up, teenagers, young kids, quick. I felt the Lord say that quick. Thanks for the help. You're healed.
Yes, I am.
All right. When the Lord turned the captivity of Zion, we were like those who dreamed, and our mouth was filled with laughter and our hearts with joy. Hallelujah. The devil's a loser. Isn't that right, Moses?
That's right.
All right, no more ringing in your ears, right?
Right.
All right, we won't even charge you for that. Okay, you guys come over here. Line them up down there, too. Come on. Okay, you two guys stay here. Come on. Or, yeah, you can come on up too, bro. Come on up. Hallelujah. When the Lord turned the captivity of Zion, we were like those who dreamed. Then our mouth was filled with laughter and our heart with joy. If you had pain for 35 years, you'd be thanking God too. Lift your hands. Come here, guys. Okay. Now we got children's church in here. Oh, my Lord. Okay. Okay, ushers. Ushers. Fire! Come here. What's your name?
Alana.
Alana. I remember you. Fire. Dr. Summerall said, if you don't reach the teenagers with the gospel, they'll grow up and kill us.
Amen.
So we reach them with fire and mark this generation. Who's this guy?
This is Amory.
What is it?
Amory.
Amory,
hi.
I got mixed.
You do? How'd you get so pretty? How did that happen? You're a baby, right? Who's this?
My bunny.
Who?
Her bunny.
That's your bunny? What's the bunny's name?
A bunny.
Just bunny? You don't have a nickname for her?
I don't know.
How about how about funny bunny? It's a bunny. It's a bunny. Aw, she's precious, man. Can I take her home? Oh, no. Aw, she's so sweet. Oh, Father, bless her and her bunny. And mom and dad, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Got two beautiful women, brother. You're blessed, man. Hallelujah. Isn't that something? Bunny. That's bunny. Good to see you, bro. How you doing? There it is right there. Fire. You're healed. You're healed, honey. You're under that power. That power is you're tapped into another realm. Yep. Okay. Who's this?
Judah.
Judah? Okay. Father, bless Judah. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Come here, champ. Come here. Come on over here. Lift your hands up. Fire. Come here, cutie. Where'd you get those? Did you do that up there? Mom did it? Okay, good. fire. I know you. What are you doing? You doing good? Okay, you excited? Fire! Hey, buddy, how you doing? Fire! Lift your hands up. Fire! Oh, my God. Come here. What's your name?
Mia.
Mia. Mamma Mia. Fire! Come here. Is that your sister? Yeah. Fire! Come here. Fire! Okay, y'all come on over here. Stop laughing. Come here, you. Lift your hands up. I like your shoes. Ready? Fire! Fire! Go over there, buddy. I met you in a bathroom, didn't I? You're like, I know who you are. Right? And I'm right? Okay. Who does your hairdo?
I do.
Looks nice, man. Nice job. Your dad? Nice job, buddy. Fire! Okay, champ. Come on over here, buddy. Come up here. Fire! All right, let's lift our hands. Let's leave the kids on the floor. Hallelujah. Respiratory is being healed right now. Irregular heartbeat is being healed right now. Your heartbeat's beating differently. It's being healed right now. Female parts are being healed right now. Honey, you're healed of the Lord. I don't know how many years you've had that going on, but you're healed tonight. You will never again have problems with that, and you'll tell about the goodness of God to everybody, what Jesus did for you. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Brother Philip, why don't you come on up here, sir? I'm going to have you pray over the people. I mean, it's going on 9:30, 10. What do you think? Or do you want me to go a little farther? Let's lift our hands. Come on, let's lift our hands real quick. Just stay close to me. Just let's see, just one more minute here. Someone here, there's one more thing. In the breast area, you have a growth, some kind of a knot, a growth in the breast area. Who is that? Is it you? Okay, come on up. Holy Ghost still flowing, bro, but I just want to be respectful of time. Okay, where is it? Can you touch it right now? Just there? Okay, right there. Is it there now? Okay, watch how fast. Dissolve! Hallelujah. All right, let's lift our hands and thank God. She is forever set free, this young lady right there. So never again have a problem. Quickly, let's thank the Lord. Stomach problems. Here's another thing the Lord said. Cataracts in the eyes. Hard time seeing, like some kind of cataracts, visual issues and something. And then I'm going to have Brother Philip pray over everybody. Cataracts. The eyes area, like there's some kind of cloudiness over the eyes. Who is that? Okay, well, she does? Okay. Why don't you go down there? Let's lift our hands and thank God. The anointing is still here, so very strong, by the way. All right, let's lift our hands. Now, you remember at the wedding of Cana where they saved the best for last? God is saving his best for you for the last.
Yes.
Got that?
Yes.
And he's not done, and he's preparing you, and he's been preparing you for greater things.
Yes.
Now, he's going to use you more and more and more and more. He's going to give you insight how to handle something with divine revelation. You're like, I'm not sure how to do this. And you'll pray, and God will drop it in your spirit fast. Yep. And he's going to give you the tongue of the learned. You'll know how to answer a situation. You go, yep, we need to do this real fast. It will happen fast. Yeah? You know that's true, right? And then this is a season of a lot of change going on, but the change is good. It's of God. and the blessings of heaven are coming to your life like never before because you have been faithful.
Yes.
Yep. Now, learn to cast your care on me always. Don't let anything bog you down because it could happen at times. Because you sometimes, you're very thought-driven and you think things through and everything. But learn to cast it on the Lord and say, I'm going to get that. Don't worry. God's going to show me. We'll get it. And your father's going to be okay. Yep. Fire. Love you, brother. Hey, stop laughing, you. All right, let's lift our hands. How many of you glad you came tonight? You going to come tomorrow night? I hope you come tomorrow night. Invite about 10 people. We'll be back. You know, we followed God tonight.
Amen.
Love you, brother.
I love you, love too,
you,
brother
sir.
Chris.
Very humble,
let's give
sir.
The Lord a hand clap of praise. Now, I believe this. I believe the anointing builds. So this was a great opening night, but I'm telling you, we're going to be back here tomorrow night, and I'm telling you that miracles and more things where God's going to touch people is going to happen. So come tomorrow and bring somebody, and we're just going to see the goodness of the Lord in the house of the Lord. Amen? God bless you.